Hey, everybody, welcome to Hammer Down on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, and today's guest is so much fun. You know, there are people that you LinkedIn know, and I know I abuse that term. Thanks, Aaron Hatfield, that's your fault. And then there are people you LinkedIn know who you get to follow them a little bit and say, holy crap, this person can't be that legitimately cool in reality. And then you get to talk to them, and you know how you're not supposed to meet your heroes because you're always disappointed? This is the exact opposite. Guest is actually cooler than she appears on LinkedIn, which is saying something. She is Morgan McDermott from Journey. Morgan, welcome to the show.
What an intro, Mike. Oh my God. I think we should just end the show right now because you've done such an amazing job hyping me up. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. And Morgan, the challenge is actually keeping up with you because you're one of the, like, honestly, you're one of the most interesting people in supply chain, and we'll get into that in just a second. But to start, tell me a little bit about what you do. Who is Journey? What are the problems your company is solving, other than the fact that you guys do a terrific cover of a bunch of different songs?
Absolutely. So Journey, not to be confused with the band or the shoe company, we are actually a transportation recruitment agency, and we also have a training arm, which is really cool, and a consulting arm. So we do three different things, and we do them very well. I myself work for the recruitment arm. So companies hire us, usually freight brokerages, the occasional freight tech company, but always freight related, to help them source talent. This market is crazy. As everyone knows, it's really hard on both ends. It's hard for good talent who need a role to find a good company to work for. It's really hard for good companies who need good talent to find them. So we just connect those people. It's very fun.
Awesome. So now you talked about three arms. It's, if I've got it right, it's we find people, we bring them into an organization. We help those companies train those people on the unique skill sets within their organization, because if it's a drayage provider, that's way different than OTR. If it's a transparency platform, it's way different for selling to shippers than it is to truckers or steamship lines. And then the consultative approach is
just helping brokerage owners scale their businesses, helping them work through some problems. Will Jenkins, our CEO and founder, he built and scaled a brokerage. Molo did an amazing job. So he's lived through all of these issues that smaller brokerages are currently facing. So our consulting arm is just helping them with whatever they need. It looks a little different for every client, but Will is kind of a business and brokerage genius, and he handles all of that.
Okay, very cool. So, Morgan, I'm going to put you on the spot here. This is a podcast aimed at attracting new and recent college grads into our industry, because I think we suck as an industry at painting a cool picture. And then I follow you on LinkedIn and you're like, hey, I'm going to go live in Alaska because it seems like the thing to do. So let me ask you this. If I was a recent college grad, I get in touch with you and I'm like, hey, listen, I want to find an opportunity. What are the things I should be doing or thinking about to separate myself from anybody else that you're talking to? What stands out as a candidate for you?
Ooh, for me, honestly, it's always going to be personality, energy, and passion. You can teach anything else. We can teach you supply chain. We can teach you logistics. We can teach you the nuts and bolts of the industry. That's the easy part. The hard part is finding somebody who's going to actually enjoy it, who's going to love it, who's going to be fascinated by it, because this is a cool industry. Nobody ever thinks about how things get from point A to point B, or all of the different pieces, the container side, the trucking side, the warehousing side. There's so many different elements of this business. And if you find it interesting and you love it, the rest is easy to do.
So if I think about your career path, you didn't start, of course, at where you are on a journey. Walk me through. How did you end up here?
Well, I started my career very late in life, and I'm very open about that. I did not have my first real job till I was nearly 30. I just floated around and backpacked and was a full-time nomad for about 10 years after college. It was very fun. I stumbled into supply chain completely by accident. They were one of the only industries hiring after the pandemic. I think a lot of people found their way into the industry that way. And I just found the job online, and I was hired by a brokerage in Chattanooga, Tennessee to be on their sales floor. They had the same approach that I do. If you have the personality and the interest, then we can teach you the rest. And I had the interest. I definitely have the personality. And I found myself on the sales floor learning containers. I learned drayage is where I got my start. And I just
got it.
Completely fell in love with the industry. I think this industry is really cool.
No, I agree with you. I mean, obviously, I've been in it for 20 years, so I got a little head start on you. Now, I full disclosure, when I first met you online, you were at Steam Logistics mm-hmm. working with a guy named Malcolm, and I don't know what the holy hell you two did, but every time I logged into LinkedIn, it was this blanket of yellow, which is the Steam Logistics color. You, as a company, you were everywhere, and like, I think everybody in the industry was like, oh my God, I got to find out what Steam is doing. I want to go work for them. How did you combine sort of that recruitment marketing side to create such a powerhouse?
Yeah. You know, I'm not ashamed to admit it. Malcolm Harris and I put that company on the map together. It was one of those lucky things where they put our two personalities together. And Malcolm was an extremely polished, well-spoken person with like an in-depth business marketing background. And I was this crazy energetic, I've never worked in an office, there are no rules, break all the rules. And together we were able to create this online presence because I didn't have a business background. I never worked in an office, I'd never been corporate. So when I got on LinkedIn, I just ignored all of the rules of what you were supposed to say or not say. And I just said whatever I wanted to say. I still do that to this day. I still talk about whatever. And Malcolm came behind me and made sure that we tailored it to the business. And we talked about Steam and we had all of our marketing elements and we made sure that it was all branded. And together it just created this online presence that kind of took LinkedIn by storm. And also Steam is a cool company. Steam was and is a company that was always willing to train people, was always willing to take people like me off the street and find the diamonds in the rough and teach them how to become supply chain powerhouses. If you look through other brokerages, there are people like me out there who have thriving supply chain careers. And we all started at Steam Logistics.
Yep, I understood. And I think that to me is really important. I've never been at Steam, but when I was at Next Trucking, I look at that team. We created an alumni network on LinkedIn. Like we actually connect with each other, root each other on. You know, anybody who follows me has seen, hey, I've got a candidate with so-and-so experience. They're usually people I've worked with in the past, oftentimes from Next. And we all kind of root for each other. I feel like that's common across the industry to find those pockets. And when you find them, they're super cool.
Mm-hmm. When I first joined Steam, everyone who was helping to found and build Steam, because they were a much smaller company then, they all had known each other and worked each other before. And one of the managers described Steam as getting the band back together. And that always stuck with me of this industry. And this is something we should definitely tell new grads is supply chain, unlike any other industry, people form really strong relationships here and strong friendships here. And those last no matter what company you go to, no matter where you go, you'll see people who have moved over to the shipper side who are still connected to friends on the broker side and vice versa. And you'll see people who are starting companies because they all work together and learn together somewhere else and they decide to get together and get the band back together. And that's another really cool thing about our industry. You know, it's a busy industry. It can be stressful. It's always changing. It's always something going on, but the friendships you make here and the relationships you form here are unlike any others.
I completely agree. I always tell people this is the biggest small industry in the world. Mm-hmm. And I got my start in this industry, not as well as a driver from 2002, 2003 area. But in 2004, I shifted into marketing and worked as a marketing person in the industry. My first client was a guy named Cliff Wiley at Cavalier Logistics. I still have his cell phone memorized. And that's so 20 years later, I'm dropping him a line. Hey, what are you working on? Hey, how you been? What, you know, are you going to be at this trade show? Let's grab a drink or whatever. And it's funny to me, to your point, like the band's always trying to get back together. You know, once you find your tribe, it's like let's keep going. And I love that. So one question I got, we touched a little bit on how a candidate can stand out for you. Let's go the opposite direction. Let's say I'm a company, I'm looking to attract talent, whether it's junior level, whether it's senior level. What are the mistakes or what are the things you help clients do in order to say, yeah, this is the place you got to be?
Well, what a lot of businesses don't realize is that, especially with candidates from these newer generations, you know, millennials, Gen Z, they want to see very clear growth paths. the days of taking a job and working in that job for 20 to 30 years and doing the same thing are kind of over. And that's a hard shift for a lot of companies to make, because while they are very forward thinking with their business plans, they're not always forward thinking with their promotions and their career growth. They're like, hey, we need someone to do this job and we need them to do it right now. And we'll figure out the rest a year or two from now. But what candidates want to know is, hey, if I come to your company and I take this role, what does that look like for me 2 years from now? Where do I go next? What can this role do for me, not only in terms of financial and job duties now, but as far as in the future, what are the next steps after this? What are the roles following this one look like? If you can lay out a clear growth path for your prospective candidates and show them how they can move up through your company, you've got them locked in for life.
Got it. Very cool. Who does really well with that? Who do you look around at? Who do you admire as a recruiter?
Man, there's so many big names. When I started off as an agency recruiter, I reached out to them, you know, Brent, Charlie, and I was like, hi, I'm brand new. Is there anything, are you willing to take 30 minutes out of your day to teach me, to talk to me? And they both did, which I think is incredible. You know, they're powerhouses. They've run their businesses for years and years. They're extremely successful. And the fact that they were willing to sit down with me, a nobody, and talk to me about their journeys, their, no pun intended, of course, their career paths, their growth, and advice they had for someone new, they're both people I admire very much.
Gotcha. So you're talking, if I got it right, Brent Orsugo over at Pinnacle, Charlie Safra from Safra Recruiting?
Yes.
Or CS Recruiting?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. Both great folks. So Morgan, one of my favorite questions to ask guests is talking to a kid that maybe hasn't graduated and hasn't said, Morgan, how do I get a job in supply chain? But they say, I'm thinking about this industry. What advice do you give that kid?
I would tell them that there are a million different ways you can go with this industry. And that's the best part about it. You can do what you did and start off as a driver and learn the industry, like truly from the heart of it out, because the drivers are the heart and soul of this industry. You can start on the shipper side and you can learn what it takes from somebody who owns products, you know, the Home Depots, the Walmarts of the world. What does it take to get those products from point A to point B? What is the priority to them? You can start on the brokerage side and you can learn something specialized like I did, drayage. The fact that I have a drayage background is extremely helpful to me in the recruiting world. And you can, the sky is the limit as far as where you can start. And even once you're in, you're not locked in. You know, this is a very, very general answer, but if you become a lawyer, it's hard for you to all of a sudden jump over and become a doctor. But once you're in the supply chain industry, you can move around constantly and you can go back and forth. You can go to the shipper side and come back to the brokerage side. You can go to the brokerage side and move over to the shipper side. You can go to the warehousing side. You can take a break and be a driver. There's a million things you can do. And that, I think, is one of the best parts about it.
Cool. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you. Lots of people, and I have a suspicion you fall into this bucket. You're like, okay, I'm going to be on a podcast. Maybe you take some notes. Maybe you think it through. I tend to actually rehearse that intro where you're like, wow, you're a hype man. I rehearsed it like 30 times before we started. Is there any question I haven't asked you or talking point you wanted to hit on that I haven't like given you the opportunity to chat about?
You know, this is an unconventional one that is very personal to me. But when I am talking to college students who are trying to decide, and these are huge decisions, obviously maybe I'm the bad influence here. I always tell them that it's okay to take a break. It's okay to take a gap year. I took a gap year that turned into another and another and another. And my life turned out just fine. I have a thriving career that I love. So you don't have to decide right away if you want to take some time and explore different options, or you want to go work in a restaurant for 6 months, or you want to take a trip and do some backpacking, or you want to go work in a cruise line. That's all fine. I think that there's a lot of pressure put on young people and a lot of pressure put on college students to make these big decisions and define themselves in their life, essentially when they're teenagers, and you don't have to do that. You have all the time in the world to make those decisions.
Okay, so you're one of the most famous people in supply chain. So I can say, usually I say, okay, if somebody wants to get in touch, how do you do it? I feel like in your case, most people are like, how do I get rid of Morgan? But if somebody is new, somebody wants to find out more about you, somebody wants to connect about possible opportunities, what's the best way to get in touch?
LinkedIn. It's the only social media I'm active on.
Awesome. She's Morgan McDermott from Journey. I'm Mike Bush. Thanks for listening to Hammer Down.
Thank you. Bye.